Greetings. In this video, we will see how to incorporate some of Windows Phone Mango's new push notification capabilities into an existing application. With Windows Phone Mango, applications may present several tiles on the phone's start area, and toast messages are capable of linking to specific application pages. Push notifications are now able to take advantage of these new features by updating individual application tiles and initiating deep toast messages. In this video, we will see how to alter a phone application and its corresponding server to make use of new push capabilities. Before we begin, let's have a look at the application that we will be using throughout this video. We will use a simple client application that displays weather information for a predefined list of locations. The information is received using push notifications sent from an associated web service, and the service's console can be used to send raw, tile, or toast notifications. It is important to note that all aspects of push notification handling are done using the push notification recipe, which you can find by following the link supplied on this slide. Here is our starter solution. You can find this in the starter folder of the package containing this video. What we have here are a couple of projects, one for the web service and another for the phone application. Let's begin by having a look at the web service. The service itself is defined by this interface, iRegistration service here. Let's have a look inside. It's a very simple interface with only three methods: register, unregister, and request data. When a client application wishes to receive weather information, it calls the register method, supplying a URI where push notifications can be sent. The application can also call unregister to no longer receive push notifications, and also it may call request data to actively request the current information. Even when calling request data, however, all weather information is sent to the client application using push notifications. The server also has a front end, implemented by main window XAML, which allows us to manually control the messages sent by the server. This is a fairly crowded window. We'll see it in action soon enough. Next, let's have a look at the client application. The client application is composed of two main screens. Let's begin by having a look at the main page, which is the initial page for the application. The page displays a list of predefined locations where the user can see the weather, and also contains this area allowing to alter the application's main tile. This page, City Page, will display the weather information for a specific location. Let's see the application in action. We'll begin by launching the web service. So let's open up its debug folder, right-click the executable, select Run as Administrator, as the service requires administrator privileges. Here is our service front-end, like so. And now we can go ahead and run the client application. So let's do that. And here we are. Here's the list of locations for which we can get weather information. Let's go ahead and click on Redmond. Currently, we have no information. So let's go over to the service, select raw data. Let's say it's cloudy, 50 degrees, Redmond. Fire the message. And the data is updated. We can also exit the application and pin its tile to the start area. Now let's say that the weather in London is mostly sunny. We'll fire a tile notification. And we can see the tile has been updated with the latest weather information. We can also go ahead and fire a toast message. Let's say toasty toast. And we can see the message here. Clicking it will take us to the application's main page. While this is a very nice sample application, we can definitely enhance it. First of all, we can make toast messages lead directly through the page of the location selected on the server. Also, we can make it so that each location can be individually pinned to the phone's start area, allowing each tile to display the weather information in its associated location. Let's go ahead and make these changes. Before we begin altering our application, let's look at the changes that Windows Phone Mango introduces to push notifications. Push notifications have been enhanced to allow leveraging some of Mango's new features, such as multiple tiles for a single application, each featuring both a front and back side, and deep toast messages that link directly to specific pages in the application. To this end, the XML structure for tile and toast notifications has changed. Let's begin by having a look at the new tile message. Here we can see the structure of a new tile message. The attribute highlighted in blue here is new, and is used to indicate the tile which the message is directed at, using the tile's navigation URI as an identifier. The elements highlighted in red here are also new, and are used to supply information for the tile's backside, its image, title, and content. Next, let's have a look at the new structure for toast messages. Toast messages have not changed as drastically. They have a new element, here, which is used to indicate the page to which the toast message should lead when the user clicks it. Now that we are more familiar with new push capabilities, let's use them to enhance our application. Our task will be twofold. We will update the application to allow pinning and unpinning of secondary tiles from the phone's start area, and will then enhance the application's associated web service to send toast and tile notifications in the new form we have just presented. Let us begin by modifying the web service. Open it up. Open the code for main window, main window XAML. And we'll begin by changing the send toast method. What we'll do here is change the toast message's title to include information about the selected location. So, we'll just go ahead and change this. And use the location from the relevant combo box. Next, we'll change the toast message so that the target page is related to the location. We'll use a method that doesn't exist yet. We'll add it in later. Make tile URI, the location combo, selected value to string, and let's say this generates URIs, so we'll need to turn them into a string. There. This change was so simple because we are using the push recipe. You can see that this object is actually a toast push notification message object defined in our push recipe here. We're using Windows Phone Recipes push messages. This is a new version of the recipe, tailored for Windows Phone Mango, and it should be out by the time this video is released. Now we can move on to send tile. You can see another placeholder here. So let's replace this with tile push notification. Again, an object from the push recipe. And we'll say secondary tile, make tile URI, location, and that's all there is to it. You can see that location is again the value from the location combo. Let's go ahead and move to registration service data requested for when the user actively requests data. So let's go down here. We have another placeholder. Change it to tile push notification message, secondary tile, make tile URI, and again we'll take the location name. Now let's go ahead and implement make tile URI. Go over here, paste some code. All we do is take the location name, create a URI navigating to city page XAML with the location as a query parameter. Secondary tiles on the client side will use these URIs to display weather information for the specific location. This is actually all the work we had to do on the service, so let's go ahead and update the client application. What we need to do there is enhance the application so that we may pin and unpin specific locations. Let's go ahead and run the application one more time. You can see checkboxes here, which we will use to indicate whether the location is pinned or not. And also, if we press and hold over a location, a menu opens up, allowing us to pin the location, but doesn't do anything at the moment. So let's change that. We'll go to the main page, code behind file, and to unpin item, we'll start with this, paste some code here. What we do is get the location information from the associated menu item, and then look for the tile for the associated location. When we find it, we simply delete it. Let's go over to the pin item handler, paste some code. It's fairly similar. The initial image is a clear image for the new secondary tiles. Next, let's go over to change main tile here. Add some code here as well for modifying the main tile. And we're nearly done. All that's left is to update the location pin status depending on whether the user removed tiles while the application wasn't running. We have a placeholder for this in apps.xamlcs. Let's go to refresh tiles pin state and paste some code here. We simply go over all of the application's active tiles and update the locations with the names we find in the tile URIs with the correct pin state. That's all there is to it. Let's go ahead and compile. Open up our web service. Here it is. And launch the phone application. Let's go ahead and pin a few locations, say London, New York, and Moscow. We can now go to our service, put it here, and send weather information, updating each of the individual tiles. We'll start with London. Let us say it is sunny in London. Go ahead and send this. You can see the tile changing here. Let's also update Moscow. Rain or snow. Send that. Finally, let's update New York. Say cloudy period. And you can see the updated tiles here. Clicking a specific tile will take us directly to the specific location and display its information. We can also send a toast message. Let's send one for Redmond. Go ahead and send it. Clicking it will take us directly to the page for Redmond, where we have no information at the moment, so we can send some. In this video, we presented the push notification enhancements that are a part of Windows Phone Mango, and saw how to use them to enhance an existing application's functionality. Thank you very much.